Hello everybody, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audio Boo. Welcome along. I'm going to quickly get this Audio Boo out because I haven't had a chance between one thing and another. I'm mega busy. I'm going to get a week 18 review up, seeing as I'm weighing in tomorrow, which would be week 19. You joined me the last time when we were on the 15th of January and I'd lost 1.5 pounds and I'd done the SP week. And the week after that, which would have been last week, I went back to EE, which is extra easy for those who aren't up on all things slimming world. And I had actually felt within myself really good. I'd felt that I'd done well. I haven't been able to drink as much water, and I had sort of, my routine had changed somewhat, so I wasn't able to eat as much as I had, but actually on the whole I felt generally quite good, and I was really positive, thinking I had 3 pounds to lose to get to my 3 stone with Slimming World, and I was kind of feeling really good that I could do it. And I could actually get it last week. So I weighed in on the 22nd of January, 2015. And it turned out I'd only lost a pound, which brought me down to 13 stone, 0.5 pounds. So I'm really close to leaving the 13 scale. And moving into the 12 stone-ish scale, but I was disappointed. I was very disappointed. So I've 2 pounds now to lose to get down to the 3 stone. I guess I just thought that I'd done really well, but it is hard to take when you really do feel like you've had a really awesome week. Probably the water intake, and even the water intake is lower than it has been on previous times, so it can be hard to take. It can be hard to think. The only thing I can think of, the last Thursday I'd eaten more than I normally do on it, so we'll have to see how tomorrow goes really, but you know, all we can do is just do our best, try our best, and not get defeated, basically. And some weeks we're better than others. Some weeks you actually think, the weeks when you don't expect to do very well, sometimes are the weeks you do well. Bear in mind I did the SP the week before and felt awful. And then to go from that to actually feeling much better about it, and then losing less than when I was on the SP was a little bit hard to take. So I was a bit deflated, truthfully known. I was a bit down about it. So I've just got to hope that tomorrow the scales are kinder to me. And I actually, you know, see the efforts be rewarded on the scale. I also met a neighbour, and the neighbour works in the local supermarket. And she had said to me at the weekend, I think it was, about my weight loss and how amazing I look and all the rest of it. And that really perked me up. But tonight I met her again and she was like, you just look so incredible. And I saw you running for the bus. And I was like, yeah, because I was running late. And she was like, well, think of positives, you wouldn't be able to do that before. And that's true. I wouldn't have been able to really do that before. You know, I'm not exactly a marathon runner or entering any races, but I've made changes. I mean, there's parts of my body I detest still. I mean, I my thighs, obviously, are still a problem area. My upper arms are still a problem area. But, you know, I'm not at my target weight yet, and I still, you know, have 3 stone and a half pound. So, you know, I've got to realise it's going to take time. It's going to take time for the flap to go. And you just got to be patient with it. So, that's about it. I'm going to cut this off because I can't even remember last week, quite frankly, apart from just feeling, you know, know, how deflated I was. I will try and do a week 19, which will be for this week, possibly by the weekend, because that's where we're standing. So I will talk to you soon, and mega apologies and really, really sorry that I got this audio out so late. It's just been really, really hectic and really, really tiring at the moment in my life. So I'll catch you all very, very soon. Bye for now.